Ketchikan's three new assembly members are Susan Pickerel, Alan Bailey, and A.J. Pierce. Pickerel had the most votes, 944. Bailey was next with 889. Pierce was a close third with 862. Those totals will change after the canvas board meets to count absentee and question ballots. Except for very close races, though, absentee and question ballots rarely change the overall results of an election. Pickerel served previously on the Ketchikan School Board and ran previously for assembly. It took three times, she said, after the unofficial results were announced, but she finally made it. Pickerel says she hopes to start planning before the borough's budget crunch starts next spring.
Not just for the budget purpose for this year, but in the coming years, and kind of do some forward thinking and planning for the future.
Bailey also has prior experience as an elected official. He served on the assembly for two terms. Pierce, though, is brand new to local politics. Shortly after the unofficial results were announced, she said she was excited, humbled, and grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, I'm just really looking forward to working through some of these issues and being a part of the community in a deeper dimension.
Borough-wide, voters also chose three Ketchikan School Board members, Diane Gubitayo and Glenn Brown, the two incumbents running for re-election, each won. The third winner was Glenn Thompson, who just finished two consecutive terms on the Assembly and served previous terms on the Assembly as well. Thompson couldn't run for re-election to the Assembly because of term limits. In an interview after the unofficial results were announced, he said serving on the school board will be a completely different and exciting experience. Thompson says he'll be watching the district budget closely.
Well, as you know, I'm the budget hawk, so I'm going to be looking at the budget pretty hard, although they've done a really good job over the last 3 or 4 years at the school district level to tighten their belt, and we've been preparing for the possibility of some severe cuts from the state that have not yet materialized, but certainly could in the future.
Also borough-wide, Ketchikan voters handily approved a 5% special sales tax on retail marijuana products. That tax won't apply within the city of Ketchikan because the city already has its own 5% pot tax. On the city ballot, three incumbents running for re-election were unopposed, so they obviously won their seats. They are Dick Coos, Mark Flora, and Dave Kiefer. Also on the city ballot was a proposed ban on transportation network companies such as Uber and Lyft. That proposed ban failed, with 594 voters rejecting it. Voters who wanted the ban totaled 276. Voter turnout throughout Ketchikan was 21%, according to the unofficial results. That's lower than last year's 27%, but similar to 2015, which saw 22% of voters show up at the polls. With help from Maria Dudzak, I'm Layla Carey, reporting in Ketchikan.